from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Tara Seiler in for Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Some changes in Sacramento. State Senator Roderick Wright is taking an indefinite paid leave of absence while he deals with his legal problems. His departure comes nearly a month after a jury convicted the Democrat of 8 felony counts of perjury and voter fraud. The case is tied to charges that Wright lied about living in Inglewood while running for the Senate. Asiana Airlines is facing a $500,000 fine for failing to let families know about the fate of their loved ones following last year's plane crash at San Francisco International Airport. Federal officials say families were left in the dark for 2 to 5 days. 3 girls died and dozens were injured in the accident. And it could become a bit easier for high school seniors to apply to college. A newly introduced bill in Sacramento would require high schools to send the grade point averages of all graduating seniors to a state student aid commission. Some 50,000 seniors were disqualified from state financial aid last year because they failed to submit that transcript. And by the way, this year's Cal Grant application deadline is this Sunday. Thousands of cyber experts from all over the world are in San Francisco this week. They're at an annual get-together called the RSA Conference, all about the internet and security. These topics matter more and more to us non-experts, especially as people become the victims of cybercrime. Many of the leading minds at this conference are talking about the underlying causes of that crime. And as KQED's Arthi Shahani reports, one word keeps coming up: outsourcing.
I say outsourcing, and maybe you think threat to American jobs. But here at the Moscone Convention Center, outsourcing means a different kind of threat to our data.
You get what you pay for is something that people do have to acknowledge.
Andy Ellis is chief security officer with Akamai Technologies, which runs servers and builds software for companies around the world.
And certainly if you move it to somewhere that's a lower cost, you know, there's a reason it's lower cost. Sometimes it is, you know, it's cheaper there, so people don't need as much. But sometimes it is because you aren't getting as skilled personnel.
Just like the big manufacturers outsourced, online companies do too, for their websites, mobile apps, accounting. But the risk isn't just a poorly made T-shirt. It's data theft with untold consequences. Now, just about every person in this room is selling a security service. While they disagree on the merits of outsourcing, they agree it's a big security problem. Dwayne Malasaw with the auditing firm Tripwire says outsourcing to cut costs can backfire on consumers.
You provide information to a company and all of a sudden it gets compromised because of a weak link to a third-party contractor. It's your problem. It's not the company's problem.
As everything gets connected on the Internet of Things, the decision to let a third party into a server can spiral out of control.
It is our top story this morning, the theft of payment card information at Target.
Chris Coleman, a security analyst with Looking Glass, says there's a clear trend. Data breaches keep happening because cyber criminals exploit weak, innocent third parties. He just did an audit of about 20 subcontractors that big banks hire, and he's got a breathtaking finding.
100% of third parties showed signs of compromise or indicators of threats.
100%?
100%.
And is that surprising?
No. Our global cyber landscape is a very scary place.
While weak links are everywhere, Coleman saw one that stood out with the foreign servicers. Lots of them use computers that are infected with an old virus. It's curable and not harmful in itself, but it's also a signal for criminals looking to find entry points.
It was more predominantly coming out of networks that were in the foreign markets. I know the UK for sure, India, and Southeast Asia.
John Stewart, chief security officer at Cisco, says where the risk is depends on where you're sitting.
When I go to China, they want to know, well, how are you protecting like our information from the U.S. people that are high risk? How do you wall that garden?
There's lots of distrust about data security everywhere, especially after the NSA revelations. But Stewart notes the U.S. is better at building trust in one key respect. We have laws that require companies to tell police when there's a data breach. He remembers being on a panel in another country, and some guy said all the data theft is coming from the USA. Stewart pushed back.
Well, does this country have mandatory disclosure law? And it was no. And I said, well, then how do you know that we're the only ones creating the problems? We're the only ones that are transparently telling you that we created the problems.
Stewart says if everyone shared details on data breaches, the way they shared the data itself, cyberspace would be a lot less scary. For the California Report, I'm Aarti Shahani.
Here is another in our occasional series on volunteers in California called The Giving State. Rob Bakewell volunteers for Sutro Stewards. It's a park maintenance program that builds trails, restores habitat, and maintains meadows throughout the 60 acres of the Mount Sutro Open Reserve in San Francisco.
I'm Robert Bakewell, and I'm a volunteer for Sutro Stewards. So here we are with our crew today doing some trail maintenance. So what we're going to do, we've got some Himalayan blackberry growing in here that's going to outcompete the native plant. So we're going to pull some of these or chop out some of these invasive blackberries. What we're trying to do here is reestablish or at least maintain some species and habitat diversity along the trails. So the trails provide recreation and an emotional, spiritual input for people. And then the plantings themselves, they offer some habitat for birds, for other critters, insects, you name it, that are pressed to find places to hang out and food. I have a lot of fun. A lot of exercise. I'm sweating right now. I'm breathing hard. I just brought the crew up the hill, pushing a wheelbarrow full of tools, so, you know, I got my aerobic exercise in already for today.
Oh, here's another little one.
We all know about the challenges we face on this planet with species loss, loss of habitat, diversity, and all of that. So this is also a project that will address those concerns.
Okay.
So what we got here... Here's a little fairy bell. Look at that little guy here, huh?
Rob Bakewell was interviewed by our intern, Carly Nairn. You can get more information about the program and listen to all the stories in our series online at californiareport.org/givingstate. That's the California Report for Wednesday, February 26th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Tara Seiler. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation, rating hospitals, doctors, and long-term care. Smarter choices start at calqualitycare.org. Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as balancing network traffic for improved performance. Barracuda.com. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.